Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Pope notes a tragedy.
Anche nei giorni scorsi,
Pope Francis Sunday decried the deaths of 71 migrants in an abandoned truck in Austria, calling it an offense against the entire human family. Meanwhile, Hungary said it has arrested a fifth suspect, a Bulgarian, on suspicion of human trafficking in connection with the deaths of the 71 migrants. Their bodies were found in a refrigeration truck along a highway. Three other Bulgarians and an Afghan had already been arrested. Thousands of migrants are continuing to stream into Europe. A U.S. official says National Security Advisor Susan Rice told Pakistan's civil and military leadership Sunday that terrorist attacks in Afghanistan have become a key point of regional friction. Rice said addressing the issue is crucial for future relations with its neighbors and with the U.S. Rice also discussed specific measures that Pakistan can take to help reduce violence in Afghanistan. A senior Pakistani official told VOA the discussions were frank and candid. Another U.S. Senator, Democrat Jeff Merkley from the western state of Oregon, declared his support Sunday for the Iranian nuclear accord. Merkley became the 31st senator to say he will vote next month in favor of the pact. The pact calls for international monitoring of Iran's nuclear program, while United Nations and Western sanctions that have hobbled Iran's economy would be lifted. Health officials in Sierra Leone on Sunday confirmed a new death from the Ebola virus. The death comes less than a week after the last known Ebola patient was released from a hospital. This is VOA News. Egypt said Sunday it will conduct a two-stage parliamentary election in October and November, the first since then military chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi overthrew Islamist President Mohamed Morsi 2 years ago. Egypt has been without a legislature since June 2012, when a court dissolved the main chamber. President Sisi has since enacted dozens of laws by decree. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gresta said Sunday the sentences handed down against him and two colleagues on Sunday were politically motivated. That is, on Saturday, were politically motivated. He said Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi should pardon the three journalists.
It is now up to President Sisi to do what he said he would do from the outset, and that is pardon us if we were ever convicted. This is a wrong. Everyone knows it is wrong.
An Egyptian court found all three guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood. It sentenced them to 3 years in prison. Gresta returned to Australia earlier this year. Italian energy company Eni has announced the discovery of what it says is the largest ever offshore natural gas field in the Mediterranean inside Egypt's territorial waters. In a statement Sunday, Eni said the 100-square-kilometer field holds a potential 850 billion cubic meters of gas in deep waters of Egypt. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Islamic State has severely damaged another ancient temple in the historic Syrian city of Palmyra. The British-based group cited witnesses in Palmyra who said Sunday the militants used explosives against the nearly 2,000-year-old temple of Bel. One witness says only a wall remains. A new U.S. political survey shows support waning in the key state of Iowa for Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton. In their latest survey of likely participants in next year's nominating caucuses, the Des Moines Register newspaper and Bloomberg show Hillary Clinton with a support of 37% and Socialist Bernie Sanders with 30%. A military spokesman says Nigeria's military has uncovered a major Boko Haram bomb-making factory and has arrested two leading members of the militant group. He said the operation resulted in a seizure of a vehicle and bomb materials, including gas cylinders and fertilizer. Tens of thousands of Japanese gathered near the parliament building in Tokyo Sunday to protest legislation that would authorize the military to fight abroad for the first time since World War II. In one of the largest protests in Japan in recent years, crowds chanted "No War" and "Abe Quit," as a number of police tried to maintain order. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.